It's Carrie with Mom Boss Marketing. In this episode, we're going to talk about if you can successfully build two network marketing companies at the same time. Hey, I'm Carrie Baxter. Welcome to the Mom Boss Marketing Podcast for all my mom bosses out there raising up babies and a business. It's not easy to build a business while raising a family, and let's be honest, most men just don't get it. I'll show you how to build your home business using the internet and social media, using real marketing strategies, not bugging your friends and family. I'll show you how I'm going from ground zero to a big team and a consistent check while raising four kids, a husband, a dog, and two cats. This is more than just business. It's Mom Boss Marketing. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'm happy you're here. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're going to talk about if you can successfully build two network marketing companies at the same time. I have a couple thoughts about this, and let's talk about it. So, like I've mentioned before, I've been in network marketing over 20 years. I think it's closer to 25. It's been since 1994. So I really date myself. I was like, you know, three when I got into network marketing. Just kidding. It's been a long time. I've seen a lot of stuff. And I've watched a lot of people build, and I've been, you know, I've watched a lot of leaders. I know a lot of leaders, and I've sort of, you know, watched a lot of the ins and outs of the industry. And I personally have never seen anybody successfully build two network marketing companies from the ground zero to the top, or even coming in at an upper level and building higher. I've never seen anybody do it in two companies. Now, there are some caveats to this. I would say it depends on what your goals are. If you just want to make an extra $500 a month in both companies, or say there's some weight loss products you really love and you sell a few to your friends and family here and there, and there's some skincare products that you really love and you sell a few of those to your friends and family here and there, that's not really the same thing. That's sort of like being an affiliate, or it's not building a big business. It's just, you know, it's actually being more of a salesperson, just selling a few products here and there. I've done that for a long time. seems like I always have a couple things going on. Not right now. I'm really focused on just one thing, but I have been in more than one company at the same time, but I wasn't actively building. I wasn't building a team. So if you're just doing, selling a few products here and there, absolutely. Like, you could be in as many as you wanted, because you're really just a salesperson for, you know, for the products. But when it comes to building a team, as you know, the biggest caveat with network marketing is whatever you're doing has to be duplicatable. So if you are building two teams, I think it's so confusing to your downline. If you're, you know, you're coming into your group, your skincare group, and you're like, oh, this is so awesome. I love these products. I love this team. I love this company. The company rocks. We're going to the convention in September, and the leaders are the best, and the comp plan is the best, and go out and talk to all your friends and family and bring them in. And then, like, a couple days later, you're posting on your wall and you're posting like credit repair services. Your downline's going to see it. They're going to see what you're doing, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, why are you posting about credit repair if you were just talking about skincare? Like, which one is it? And then you're in the credit repair group talking about, oh, this is so awesome. Go get some more customers. Go get some more people. It's going to be awesome. And then they see you posting about skincare. I think they're kind of like, oh, wait a minute. You're doing this and you're doing this. So which one is it? Like, which one's the best? Which one's the good one? Which one should I be in? Or let's say they're not confused. Let's say they think you're a genius and they decide to go out and do the same thing. So they're like in your company and they're rocking and rolling and they're building a team. They've got customers and they're on fire. They're awesome. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you're doing it with two companies. I think I need two companies. And then your top people go out and get started another company. And you know that pulls all their attention away. It pulls their time away. And all of a sudden, you know, your leaders or the people in your downline are now all building two companies, two separate businesses. I just don't think it can work. You know, that it's just me. I mean, I'm sure people have differing opinions. If you've seen somebody do it successfully, I would love to know. I'd love to know somebody who's done it, because I don't think it's possible. So again, if you're dabbling, if you're just, you know, selling some products on the side, you know, you can do whatever you want. But if you're building an actual team in network marketing and you want to be the leader and you want people to follow you and you want to make a big income, $5,000 a month or $15,000 a month or $50,000 a month, like if you have those kind of big goals, I think you have to focus. And I think, and some of it for me comes down to your psyche. I don't know a better word for it. It comes down to your mindset and clarity. And if you look around your office, and I'm kind of dealing with this right now because I need to finish cleaning it out and getting rid of some stuff. But if you look around your office and you see all sorts of different network marketing products, I think it's confusing. I think your brain is like, which one are we into? Which one's the most important? Which one are we doing here? So like I have some products from my old company. I still use the products, but I have like brochures and marketing materials, and I've had them in a box in there for a couple months, meaning to either give them to my upline or give them to somebody local, just because I hate to throw them in the garbage, but I'm sure somebody else can use them. And they've been sitting in my office and I look at them every day, and I think I just need to get them out of there. I think it will just free up, you know, the clutter, the old company, all this other kind of stuff, like just get rid of it. I think it just brings you clarity and focus and passion and drive for one thing and one thing only. And it just tells your brain, this is what we're doing. We're doing one thing. We're going to focus. We're going all in. We're going to go big. We're going to have some great results. So those are my thoughts. I'd love to hear what you think. You can find me on my blog or on Facebook. Come to my Facebook page and post. And let me know if you think you can build two network marketing companies, or if you just focus on one. And if you have one you love, that's awesome, because that's the best way I think it is to build it. I think it sets a great example for your downline. I think it sets a great example for yourself. It lets your mind be really clear on what you're doing. And it just sets you up on the best path to earn the big dollars and go big and build a team and really be passionate about something and love what you're doing. So hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. I'd love your feedback. Feel free to leave me a review on Anchor or iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen. I'd love your feedback, and subscribe. I come out with a new episode every single day for the most part, and you will get notified as they come out. You can also jump on my email list if you want to get notified of podcasts that come out, and you can find that at carriebaxter.com. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening to the Mom Boss Marketing Podcast. Come on over to mombosshustle.com and join the conversation and interaction in the Facebook group.